Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 12. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke, the 24th chapter. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared, and they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise." And they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary the mother of James and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles. But the word seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves. He went home marveling at what had happened. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
As we drifted in this morning to some very Debussy-like sounds, I'm reminded of his piece, Canope, that I learned once. A piece that is about the canopic jars, the way the ancient Egyptians would embalm the organs, the important ones at least, not like the brain, of the dead people and lead them in procession floating down the river, put in a very stately place in the grand tombs that you've probably seen pictures of, prepared for the afterlife. And the Egyptians, I suppose, knew something in their dimness, that they knew the body was important. But so that opening strange and dreadful strife that we heard seems just a little bit fuzzy and confused, perplexed, you might say, exactly as the women were when they came to the tomb. They are good Jews. They believe the Holy Scriptures. They had just rested the day before themselves. And they are prepared to take great care of the greatest body that had ever walked the earth. They're ready to bury their Lord Jesus. I think they're probably ready to bury him in the hope of the resurrection. If they believe the Old Testament, they should certainly know that the Lord considers the death of his saints precious and all of the great promises of how he will bring them again alive at the last day. Of course, one of the Marys and her sister Martha proclaimed that very thing to Jesus, but still had to be corrected, maybe not with a no, but at least with a yes, but still more to come. That I am the resurrection and the life, Jesus says. That whoever believes in me, even though he should die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me then never dies. It is good that we take care of our bodies. It is good that even after we are dead, we still take care of our bodies. We put them in places. We mark those places as best we can. And sometimes, like some women, like Peter, we even go out to those tombs again. We even go out among the dead and visit those that we miss deeply. And we know it's never the same. But the angel says something that is a very marvelous and yet joyful rebuke to the women that day. Why are you looking for the living in the place where dead people are? That makes no sense. How foolish are you guys? Come on. I mean, you did come here believing your Lord Jesus' words, don't you? that he is the resurrection and the life, that yes, you have pressed on farther, by the way, than those apostles, pressed on to know him all through Holy Week, to be there even, however at a distance, to watch him suffer and to die. So don't you know, haven't you come expecting the resurrection from the dead, expecting to find not his body, but him alive? Well, you won't find him here, of course. He's gone on, just as he promised, to Galilee. That's where you'll find him. We do go out to the graves as Christians. We don't go out to the graves looking at great monuments like the Egyptians. We don't go out to graves to imagine what an afterlife, or to see how far the decomposition has actually gone, or to see if there's any goodies that could be snatched yet, those little tractors and butterflies that are out by all the tombs, at least in North Dakota, that's how it was. We go out there to do the very thing that the angel did not like to see these women doing. We go out there seeking the living among the dead. Now, I'm sorry to say, I have never touched them. I've never grasped them. I've never held them in my arms again and rejoiced to see them alive yet. And I don't think you have. But at the last day, we have the conviction, just as these women did, that they will be there. That all of us will pop up out of our graves, probably facing east, or it ought to be. And so we will see the rising sun, by which we don't just mean the one that for a while was eclipsed, but we mean our Lord Jesus Christ, who is risen from the dead and who will return just as he was, just as he met up with them in Galilee. That is the reason we bury our dead as Christians, because we do believe in the resurrection. And not only as it was foretold, sometimes in murky and perplexing ways in the Old Testament, but as it is bright, shining, and clear to us in Christ Jesus our Lord, who is, as we heard in today's hymn, as we heard last week, as we heard yesterday, the first fruits of those who sleep. I am looking forward very much to go out to some cemetery. Actually, I'll probably already be there. And rising up to greet a congregation of Christians who are not dead, but are alive. This is our great comfort and hope, that Jesus is living, and that all who trust in him will also be living again in their bodies. No need for spices, no need for embalming, and then no need for marking or occasional trips to visit, because we will be with Christ forever. We will meet him, not in Galilee, but in the new heavens and the new earth, alive with him forever. Then at last, nothing will be perplexing to us anymore. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.